This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to lead to the sell-off in the cattle markets?
I think it's a lack of any fresh news out here to really stimulate any more upside. We had quite a move to the upside that kind of climaxed there at the end of the year and the beginning of the year. Since then, we've been selling off, and right now, we are sitting down there very close to those big open gaps that we left to the upside on the 21st of December. Now, today, the choice box beef was 24 cents higher, selects up $1.27 on a movement of 60 loads. We saw an estimated kill day of 111,000 head, and we're picking up more and more cash cattle sales, both the north and the south, at 133 to 134, but still not big numbers out there of volume. On the close, Feb cattle down $1.55, April down $1.52, Jan feeders down $1.97, March feeders down $2.42, and Feb hogs 72 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Take a drive through rural Oklahoma and you'll see a great thing happening. Young farmers and ranchers working alongside their contemporaries, preparing for a stronger tomorrow. These are Oklahoma's best and brightest, and our future depends on their success. Our young farmers and ranchers like to say, "You're next, are you ready?" To learn how you can support Oklahoma's next generation of farmers and ranchers, go to okfarmbureau.org.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Tom, what continues to move these wheat markets lower?
Well, reality has returned to our grain complex. After seeing a very odd move to the upside back on Tuesday following the USDA report, no real big reason other than less wheat acres out there to find any upside, the markets realized they overreacted, and now we're coming back down. We saw wheat trade negative all day, corn and soybeans traded mixed, but only the soybeans managed to see positive closes. Today, the March KC wheat closed 7.5 lower, July KC down 8, March Chicago wheat 9.25 lower, March corn was unchanged, July corn down 0.75, March soybeans 2.25 higher, July beans up 0.75, and March cotton 24 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, they're providing our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.